Blog Talk Radio.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I should fear no evil. I should fear no man, but only God.
I'm ready for whatever.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Out here, man. I'm actually having me some Thai food right now, right by LAX, man. You know, just powwowing.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
I got another guy to say what's up to. What's up, Iberian? What's going on, man?
Ain't not much, man. Just chilling up in here, man. 814 Erie, PA. You know what I'm saying? Just enjoying it. Honored to be here, you know?
Hey, let me ask you a question. Am I pronouncing your name right, man?
Yeah, it's Abrin Kalevra, but you can just call me AB, man. Everybody call me AB.
Gee, I can dig it, man. I can dig it. What's up, my man right here? This is my man, Cat Daddy. He's a DJ, man. What's up, Cat Daddy?
What's going on? 336 in the building. Cat Daddy in the building. What it do?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Hey, man, I'm tickled to death, man. Hey, I'm tickled to death. Hey, where's my boy at? Bicycle Tony, where you at, man? Bicycle Tony,
hello?
Are you not? Yeah. That's the number that was wrong. We had him. We got to get back with him. I know that Mr. Willie is not here right now. I am. What's going on, ma'am?
T Glass. I am T Glass in the building. I'm down here in Atlanta too. It's freezing. I'm not appreciating it. It's freezing, Big Brother Steve.
Wow. Hey, I am. We're going to get back to you in a minute. Hold on for 1 second. We're going to get my man up and knock him out real quick. David Tolliver, come front and center, and let's speak on it.
Let's speak on it, Dan.
Hey, brother, tell everybody what you got going on right now, man. I don't know what you got going on. Tell us what you got going on. I see you all over iTunes right now.
First and foremost, let me let everybody know who I am. I'm David Tolliver, one half of the Platinum R&B group Men at Large, discovered by Gerald LeVert. Right now I'm doing some solo things, man. You know, my partner just had his hip fixed. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do a record called Physical Therapy because I had mine fixed too. So, you know, we out here. We some OGs in the game. And right now I got a CD out online called Black Paparazzi. Getting ready to do my new CD. It's called The Green Jacket. If you're in the sports and you know about the highest golf tournament is the Masters tournament, I feel like I'm at the master level of my career. So the album's going to be called The Green Jacket. And my single, Home, is online right now. You can pick that up on iTunes. It's a banger, man. By the time when you finish the joint, you're either going to want to touch yourself or touch somebody, man. You know what I mean? It's called Home. It's real sexy, man. And I'm singing on it. That's what a lot of these cats ain't doing right now. So I'm going to show you how to do this, huh?
Hey, Mr. Tolliver, check it out, brother. The reason why I didn't tell you to come forward and introduce yourself, because I figured everybody knows you already, brother. So I didn't mean any harm by that, brother.
No. I don't take that for granted. You know, sometimes when I do these shows, some people already, like the people already know that's doing the show. So I'm not clear for anybody else that's out there that doesn't know. You know, big up to West Side Connection, man. I'm a huge fan of that whole movement out there.
I'm looking out.
Also, I mean, you know, I never take it for granted, man, that people know who I am, man, you know, because it's, you know, the game is so oversaturated. Right? Like, I look at the music industry right now, it's like when you was in high school, it was only a few dudes that had the Letterman jackets, right? So you knew those were the superior cats in the school. They performed better than everybody else. Now they just giving them to anybody that walked through the door. That's how I feel the music business is. It's like, the less talent you have, the more people they putting on. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at right now, man. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at, son.
You know what, man? I feel the same way, man. I feel like they're just putting people out there with this bubble gum and pop music. It really don't sound like anything. Check it out. Everybody right now, I need you to...
Hey, I got Squeak Root trying to get in on the line. Squeak Root from off the line.
What's his phone number? What does his phone number start with, brother?
Squeak Root number starts with, Squeak Root number is, hold on 1 second here, it is, you know, 310-957.
Hello?
Okay. You don't want to give his number out. Let me see what I see.
Hello?
Hey, I need you guys to mute out your phones. It's not talking right now. If you're not on my panel, or if you're not on the show, you need to mute out your phones, all right, or I'll mute them out for you. Let me see. I do see a 336 number. But
North Carolina. He ain't gonna trip. Take the number real quick and get him in.
Okay.
Keep his head off.
Hey, you know, I don't see any numbers starting with that, man, what you just gave me.
Yeah. And my other line, I could bring him in, but somebody was on my other line with y'all called, so it messed me up from getting him in on three-way. You want me to call back to this number? I can get him in and then call back to this number.
You want me to call you back? I can do that.
Hold on 1 second. You call me back, and then we'll call him. Okay, that'll work.
Okay, that's cool.
All right.
Okay,
all right,
David, Oliver, I'm sorry about that, brother. I'm asking you a question. I said, yeah, everybody's getting like that. They're playing this bubblegum music, and, you know, I'm getting tired of it, man. And like you said, I mean, it's easy to get into the industry now if you sound like crap. you can get in. So I guess that's what the going thing is now. What do you think, Mr. Tolliver?
I mean, you know, I don't know, man. I started to question myself.
Okay,
man. It seems like the older I get, the better my voice gets. And I'm like, do I need to start auto-tuning and just falling back a little bit? You know, I noticed I notice a lot of times when I do hooks with guys, they're not really appreciative of what I bring to the table. And I'm not saying that to disrespect, but like they'd rather have like a watered down version instead of somebody singing their hearts out on the track. So they get, you know, a little young dude around the corner that's singing flat and out of key and throw the auto tune on the joint, a melodyne or whatever it is, and they fix up his vocals. But when you get a brother like me who has been trained by Gerald and Eddie LeBurk,
man, you heard it. You've been trained. You had that deal, you know, trained.
So, you know, I think that the biggest, I'm going to be honest with you, there's some very talented people out there today, honestly, but they don't practice their craft, man. They don't do anything to turn it up. Like they say, now turn up. Man, I mean, they think what they're doing is turning it up, but it's not. Man, like today I put a post out on Twitter. I never understood why rap dudes perform over their vocals on a track. Like Jay-Z made a real profound statement the other day. So-So Def had their 20th anniversary down here. And, like, he came out and they did Money Ain't a Thing, him and Jermaine Dupri. And then he's like, yo, ho, you can't even leave the stage without doing another record. So he was like, all right. So he put on one of his joints off the Black album. And he was like, yo, I don't mess with the vocals. I don't do the vocals. And he did it again. And he had a record that he was playing. He had the vocals. He's like, yo, I don't do the vocals. He's like, if you're going to play the part with the vocals, you might as well just put my picture up there and play the record. What's the point of me being here? He was like, I ain't the quality out here to rock like that. You know what I mean? So I just think it's a flaw where everybody using crutches and all kinds of stuff. You even see singers doing that shit now. That's whack.
Right. Yeah, you do, man. I agree with you, brother. Cause maybe that's the thing that everybody likes now. What do you say? Do you think everybody might like that now?
I think it's beyond our control because when you got the broadcasting conglomerates controlling everything, we can't do nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like they raping your eardrums. You know what I'm saying? So it's like really nothing you can do. If they playing that joint all day long. It's like if you listen to the radio, that's all you're going to hear. And then if BET and MTV playing the same joints all day long, what you going to do? All the media outlets is covered with all that oversaturated, you know, downgraded, no substance music, man. I feel sorry for my kids and my grandkids because they won't ever get the pleasure to enjoy the type of music that we grew up on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't say that all the music doesn't have substance, but they're not making music for your soul. They're not making records that you're going to hear or want to hear 30 or 40 years down the line. You feel me? It's like, I ain't no disrespect to other, because on the flip side, it has made a lot of our impoverished youth superstars and rich overnight, and they've been able to take care of their families and their families' families with this money, and that's hot. And I appreciate that. But on the flip side, it's whack, man.
You know what? You're right, man. Hey, check it out, David. I'm going to let somebody else ask you a question right quick. I'm going to let Miss T. Glass come front and ask you a couple questions, and then we got some more people asking some questions. T. Glass, what's up, baby?
What up? How you doing, everybody? How you doing, sir? I just wanted to know really quickly, like, in terms of, I know you talked about how oversaturated everything is, and I totally agree with you. Where do you think that, I know you mentioned something about, you know, the media outlets and everything being a main source of that. What else do you think is everybody wanting to just be the same, including down to, like, the simple things like second and everybody just trying to be, like, the next person?
Well, I mean, you know, and that's it. I mean, the times today are really different, and they're really, I think, you know, as the years went by, you know, because of the media and just because of everything else, and I can't just blame it on the media, but I'm just saying it's everything starts at home. It's like nobody really wants to be a leader anymore. It's like they've taught us not to fight for anything or to be original or to be leaders anymore, and I don't really get that. You know what I'm saying? I tell my son constantly, yo, fix your hair, don't go out here like that, man, because I said if you go out with four or five of your friends and all y'all look the same, you're going to get pulled in that lineup and possibly be mistaken for something that you didn't do. And I'm like, dog, try to be original. I think that's the thing. It's really no originality. If you listen to the radio, at one point it was like four or five records with the same tracks. I mean, it's no originality. I mean, if you my time in the 90s, I mean, even with hip hop in the 90s, like all the way up to like at least like 96, everything was on point, man. Like, after 96, 97, I think, like, when Master P started coming in, I think everything started, and it's not his fault, but, I mean, just everything just started to kind of change, man. And, you know, beforehand, it was like you wouldn't have 80 million dudes sounding like, Young Jeezy or nothing like that, or doing that. You wouldn't have them, like, if somebody else, like, oh, here go answers right here, that Keisha Cole record and that Tamar Braxton record. It's the same track. You wouldn't have
right.
that nowhere. The only way that would happen is if some white artist decided to do it, like Rick Astley used to do Sherelle records and stuff, and Robert Palmer used to do Sherelle records and stuff like that. But I'm saying you it would not be allowed. It just wouldn't happen. It had to be something original, something fresh, something new. And I think everybody nowadays, they're not interested in branding. They just want to keep the same old thing flowing. And, I mean, and it's bigger than just the music and money. But, I mean, I figure it's all a part of that control. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything that America is about controlling people, from religion to the music to even going to the doctor and being put on medicine. It's about controlling you. So, I mean, that's where we at. America is free, but it ain't. You feel me? We are being controlled, and that's what it is.
Right. So if you can put it like a line.
Large, guys. That's who's talking right now. Hey, man, this is wonderful. Hey, David, I got somebody else want to ask you a question also, Ms. Glass, if you don't mind. Can we let Ms. Bean come up real quick?
Absolutely.
Hey,
I'm right here. Hi, everybody. Ms. Bing in the building. How you doing, Mr. Tolliver? My question this evening for you is, what is your best advice for an aspiring independent artist out here, not only to establish relevance, but to maintain relevance?
Good question.
First and foremost, that's a good question. And is this the first thing I always tell any of the young cats that come to me? I'd be like, man, go to school. Get your degree. I ain't even lie to you. You know what I'm saying? Being an independent artist, it's a struggle. And if you don't have, like, people always come to me and say, man, can you help me do this? Can you help me do that? Can you help me do that? I'm like, yeah, I can help you do that. But, you know, what type of budget do you have for yourself? You know, bottom line, if you're not willing to invest in yourself, what makes you think anybody else wants to invest in you? You know what I mean?
Right.
If you don't, and I'm saying sometimes you have to might sacrifice that. I mean, these young dudes go to the club and pop bottles and do this and do that, but you don't want to pay a qualified singer to come in there and sing on your hook. You don't want to pay for a bona fide producer to come in there and do some real music for you. You don't want to pay for the marketing and this. I mean, and it's all a pay. You got to pay for everything. Like, cats be coming because I'm vocal coach. They like, well, man, can you do this? Or drop this hook, man. Universal looking at me. Dude, Universal looking at everybody. They trying to find a get-rich-quick scheme. You know what I'm saying? So my advice is, number one, go to school. And I mean, get a degree in something, or get a degree in entertainment law or something pertaining to the business. You know what I'm saying? Make yourself as self-sufficient as you can so you can record yourself, mix yourself, and do everything you can yourself. You know what I'm saying? Learn the business. But, I mean, just remember that you have to invest in yourself, because if you don't, nobody's going to want to invest in you. Why do you think all these companies go for, like, the Slim Thugs and the Mike Jones and stuff back in the day? Because they already had movement. And however they was funding the stuff and getting it out there, they was like, yo, we got to put a cap on this. We got to find a way to control it. And so that's what they did. They offer them this big amount of money so they can control what they're doing and take their brand and move it through their machine. That's all they did, was just put it on their machine. But it was something already ready. You know what I'm saying? And they're not listening to demos anymore. They're not going around really looking for signing. I mean, they're looking online to see what you're doing online and what type of presence and what type of following you got in your city. They'll know if you're getting these follows and all this other stuff, because if you got music out, people will actually be buying it, unless you're giving it away for free. And I'm saying, if you're giving it away for free, can't they go to DatPiff and all those sites and see how many people downloaded your music to?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. Can you get your social networks real quick, brother? Because we need to get that going real quick. Because we don't have much time.
Okay, I'm sorry. My website is blackpavi.com, short for Black Pavi. My Twitter and Instagram is @DaveTolliver, @DaveTolliver. That's @DaveTolliver. And my Facebook joints is full. You just gonna have to look up Dave Tolliver, Dave Tolliver, the Black Pavarotti on Facebook and hit my fan page.
Oh,
press like, man. Everything is full, man. I appreciate you, sir.
Hey, David, check it out. We got a song called Home 2. Can you go ahead and tell us a little about that song?
Oh, man, this song Home, man, was produced by my man Carl Borden and myself, and I wrote it. We arranged it together. And it's my single, man. I'm getting ready to film the video this week with my girl Nicole Kitty. And she bad, too. If you look on my Facebook page, she fine as hell, man. And too bad we both married, because I'll be trying to hit it in the video. But it's my single, man. Check it out on the Black Season Friends Show, man. It is what it is. The world premiere. You dig?
Magical, man. That was magical, Dave. Hey, man. That was a jam. That's why I played it, man. You sent me like a ton of songs, brother. But hey, I picked the song out I wanted to play, and the song that I played, I think, was the best one, man. Hey, so everybody else, David, hey, check it out, man. You are owning something, brother. I'm gonna tell you that you're owning something. So keep going, keep doing what you're doing, and we're gonna keep playing your music right here on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show because we love good music, brother. We love it.
I appreciate it, man. Hey, can you connect me in the West Side Connections? I got a record, man. I would love to have them on, man. That would be a beautiful thing.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Most definitely. What I'll do is I'll hook that up to tonight, man. I'll call them up and give my man your number.
Cool. And shout out to my man, Kenny Gaza, man, because he linked us up, man. I appreciate you, Steve. Let me get back to this game, man, and thank everybody out there.
Thanks a lot, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right. One love, son.
Okay, guys, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. What's up, Binky? What's going on, brother?
What's up, man? I think I got Squeak on the phone. So Squeak, you on the phone? Squeak.
Hey, guys, check it out. All that background noise, you're going to have to shut it down, or I'm going to shut you down. You don't want me to do that because I got these things that I can just control the system myself. So you guys need to be really respectful and let my man from West Side Connection come on the phone line. Binky, you got your man on the phone. Got Swing on the phone.
Squeak Rules on the phone. All from the eyes in the building, West Side. You know it.
What's up, man? What's up with you, baby?
Man, we hanging, man. We out here, man, working on new music, man, and got some new stuff coming out and some mixtapes and some new records, and it's lovely.
Hey, guys. Check it out. I know you guys. I know everybody know who you guys are. But can you give them a little history like my man David did? Can you give them a little history and tell them who you are?
Squeak.
Yeah, I'm here, homie. I'm in this traffic right now, so I'm going in and out. But I'm about to pull over so I can hear y'all real clear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but we done did a lot of stuff. I'm the producer in the group and all from the eye. Let me just set it straight. The West Side Connection was no different than, like, the Dog Pound. In the Dog Pound, you still got Badass. You had Stoop and... Even though you had the rap, and same thing with the West Side Connection, you had the Comrades, you had us, All From The Eye, and the Road Dogs, and then you got Mac 10, Cube, and Del C was actually the group West Side Connection. So it's a similar situation, but, man, we've been working on stuff. The stuff that we worked on in the past, Squeak's been rapping all on the Double Platinum West Side Connection album. I produced all the critics in New York on that album, on that first West Side Connection album. I produced... My Loved Ones on Ice Cube, you know, just a bunch of stuff on the Scarface, C-Murder, Crazy Bone, everybody, man. Snoop, I produce for a bunch of people, man. But right now, we coming back, and we working with I'm excited, man, coming up. You ain't got that single yet, but we going to come back when we got this new single, man. We excited about it.
Okay, most definitely. You're most definitely invited back. Now, you got one called Champion right now. What's that all about?
Champion is on the greatest banging hits, and what the greatest banging hits is was some of the favorites that people liked from three of our albums. We actually gonna have a volume one. That's like a volume one, but we didn't call it that. And then we're gonna have a volume two because we have so much music. But like we got the song "Dopest on the Planets" with Ice Cube and Mac 10 is on that one. And then we got songs on there with Badass. We got the Comrades on there. We got MC8 on there. So yeah, it's hot. That's the greatest banging hits, and then the song Champion was a bonus song on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. So everybody out there that wants to ask a question, believe me, I know you guys want to ask questions. I see all you guys. But please hold on and respect my guys, all right? I want them to talk and tell us a little bit about what they got going on. So first of all, we're going to have Miss I Am come up front and center and ask them a question.
All right, so I am not to be rude. I am chilling. How you doing tonight again, everybody? I'm good.
Hello.
Thank you. I know you said you were coming back out. And, again, I know tonight we're speaking a lot about, you know, the difference between how it was before and how it is now in terms of your perception, in terms of how the game is changing, especially with a lot of the people that you may have worked with and are working with now. How do you feel about the direction that a lot of people are going in terms of just the sound and the necessity to feel the need to be included or feel the need to have, like, a team around them, like an entourage-type situation?
Well, personally, I think, like, nowadays, you got the Internet, really, and Cass is doing it without any of that. It's just you come with that one song. You know, I like, I don't know if y'all familiar with Azealia Banks out of Harlem in New York, but she did it with that one video online, and it just went through the roof. You know what I'm saying? So do I like it like that? I've always liked it. I feel like having an entourage having to come out, I think Cash Money did it. They came out with no entourage. Nelly came out with no entourage. So, you know, I think you can still do it like that. You know what I'm saying? But as far as what's happening right now and as opposed to the way we did it back in the day, I don't really have a problem with it. One thing I really hate, though, is that they haven't found a cure for piracy. You know what I mean? I hate that part of the game. I wish that somehow they would figure that out so people can get back to enjoying the music, going to buy it. But they don't really adapt to getting it free, so I don't know if it'll ever happen, you know. But
right.
That's what I'm hoping for, but and I hope that answered the question.
No, you did. You did. I wanted to, you know, get a different perspective from somebody different,
right.
You know, keeping in theme with what we've been talking about tonight. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with what's going on right now. I love it.
Hey, I got another person to ask you a question, Vinky. I got Miss Bean. Miss Bean, come front and center and ask your question, please.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight? Nice
to
meet you.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
Sort of along the same lines. What I wanted to know is, you know, like being a veteran in the game, do you feel that the vision that you had for the game when you first started came true?
Wait, you want to answer that?
Well, not all the way. You know, Trey, I don't feel like we've gotten a chance to really express and really put the music out or you know, saying I just feel like we haven't got that chance to really show the world, you know, saying what we're really about. So that's probably as far as the vision. I just want people to, you know, saying get a chance to really enjoy our music. So I don't feel like we've got to that point yet.
Okay, I feel that. And I'm going to ask you the same, Tolliver. What is your best advice for an aspiring artist to not only establish but to maintain relevance in today's, you know, in the music game?
Well, yeah, he killed it because he really covered it. And like he was saying, especially the independent way to go, you know what I'm saying? Record companies are, you know, they're looking for a company that's already moving because what happens is record companies really don't know nothing. They don't have no creativity. So they looking for something that's already going. The reason why you have all these artists that always sound the same because if Drake is hot, that's what the record, that's what another record company is looking for. We want a Drake. We need a Drake. You know what I'm saying? So that's how, you know what I'm saying? And then a lot of people don't understand that radio doesn't break records. You know what I'm saying? Records get broken in the street. So the reason why you hear a lot of times you hear stuff on the radio, you hear Lil Wayne the same because that's what advertisers are paying for. They want their advertisement to be played with that number one hit. You understand? So
right.
You know, when they say the media is really running it, that's what's really happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think that you know, artists now, everything is at their fingertips as far as it, like the internet is concerned. You know what I'm saying? But the artist has got to be self-contained now. There is no A&R. There is no publicist unless you go out and pay it with your own money. You know what I'm saying? So the artist,
right.
One thing that's for sure is that you can make the movement happen just like Kid Ink did. I don't know if y'all familiar Kid Ink from L.A., but he made the movement happen, and I've heard that he passed up several million-dollar deals until that right million-dollar deal was the right one, and then he signed on the Ink with RCA. So he made the movement first, him and his people, and the next thing you know, things happened for him.
But
so.
Another reason. And another note,
the right.
Next question with that is, as a, you know, my advice would just be original. Be original. Be who you are. You know what I'm saying? If you really believe in yourself and your talent, be original. Just be who you are and just let it hang.
Right.
You know?
Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak with you guys this evening. I definitely appreciate it. And salute to DJ Black Seas also for giving me the opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Appreciate it. I got a question from I got a lot of 662s, guys, all right? So I'm going to ask I got a 6623 something. What front and center 3662?
Hello.
Oh. Hello. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, man. What's happening, man?
What's up,
man?
What's up, man?
That sounds like somebody I know. That's Dangerous, ain't it?
Man, this Danger on the phone, man. You know it wouldn't go right, man, if I went tuning in to DJ Black Season and Friends show, man. I just wanted to come through.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, man? We appreciate you calling in, Dangero. Hey, guys, check it out. This artist right here, this is one of the hardest working artists that I know that's independent. This is Dangero, and Dangero has all kind of things going on. Dangero, you want to say hi to Binky Mac and just say hi to everybody, man.
I want to say a big dog salute to everybody that's on the phone, man, all the special guests on the DJ Black Caesar show, man. I'm tuning in. I'm listening to the advice and stuff I'm getting from different people that's on here, man. That's a lot to learn, man, and I'm absorbing it in, man. So I definitely want to give a big dog salute to y'all that's on here, man, and big dog salute to the West Side, man. I caught you on here, man. And definitely, man, I checked out a lot of your beats, man, on a lot of production that you did with Jeezy and all that, too, man. Big dog salute to you. Definitely.
Salute, man. Salute. Yeah. All good, man. Keep doing what you're doing,
awesome.
Though, man.
Awesome. You guys are, like, the best thing out there right now, man, from California, because I listen to a lot of the music they got, but you guys really got a lot of love. You guys got a group on Facebook called Westside Connection. Jason Popperwell are working with you guys, right?
Right, yeah. Jacob working with us, man, and he's a part of the team with Bing Bang Entertainment. That's the label that me and Squeak are running called Bing Bang Entertainment. But the Westside Connection official, this was my goal for Westside Connection official, and it may help somebody. I don't want to make it seem like it's a big old secret, but I started that page and it got to 10,000 in less than 2 weeks. But the goal is to get it to one million plus. But as soon as we get to 100,000 and people go and join that, go on Facebook and look for Westside Connection Official and go get in the group and put people in the group, because as soon as we get to 100,000, we're gonna do a compilation record with the songs that I feel are the best 10, or me and Squeak feel is the best 10 songs. And we're gonna put a compilation together. I don't know if it's gonna be for sale or if we're gonna do it for free on that pimp or whatever the case is. But that's gonna be something great when we get to 100,000. But our goal is to get to a million plus. And when we get to a million plus, if we dictate to the people, it's a good record that's coming out, and we say, hey, y'all go support this record, man. And if 10,000 people go download that album, you know that's like $100,000. You feel me? So that's what the group is there to help people.
Hey, we're here to support you guys, man. And I'm glad you put it out there like that, because we got a lot of listeners on the phone. We got a lot of listeners online listening. We got people all around the world that are actually listening to you guys right now. So I'm glad you put it out there, man. Hey, can you give me your social networks while you're putting the information out there? Can you put your social networks out there real quick?
But yeah, for sure. Squeak yours, at Squeak Rue. That's on Twitter, at Squeak Rue. And then I'm at Binky Mac. Once you do at Binky Mac, I'll get you to all the other ones, because it's a bunch of stuff. But at Binky Mac and at Squeak Rue. BINKYMACK and Squeak Rue. SQUEAKRU. At Binky Mac, and then the other one is at Squeak Rue. That's on Twitter.
Okay. Now, your Facebook must be already full.
No. We got the group Facebook I want them to know about, to go to, because forget about my personal one. This other one is going to help some folks. It's Westside Connection Official. All they got to do is go on the search engine and put in Westside Connection Official and join that group. And when they join that, it's lovely. I'm telling you, we're going to get to a million quick. You know.
Hey, guys, this is what I need you guys to do. Everybody's on Facebook. You need to go there and join their group. You can go to my page, and you can find out where it's at through my page, because I got the Westside Connection. I'm part of that group. They got a great group,
yes,
man.
Sir.
So you guys can be part of. You got, like, they're trying to get up to, you guys are really out there, man. I'm just going to tell you that. I've been online for, like, a long, long time, and I just got, man, to where you guys are at right now, but you guys are doing it big. In 2 weeks, that's crazy, man.
Yeah,
hey,
I got another question for you guys.
I got a question for you guys. Did Miss Bing and did both of them talk to you?
Did who?
I am T Glass, Miss Bing.
What'd you say? I didn't hear what you said about me.
I said that I am get a chance to talk, because I'm sorry, I don't remember.
did,
yeah.
Yeah, we both did, right.
Cool. Okay, guys. Well, look, you gave your social networks, so we're about to get in this song you guys got, Champion. You want to tell us a little bit about it for a second?
Yeah, Champion is dope. Squeak, you want to tell? It's a bonus track. Squeak, you want to tell us about it?
Well, I just, man, the beat was kind of dope. I just felt like, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to put, like, you know, that old school feel on there. And I just wanted to be some, you know, so I did it because just, I wanted to be like a inspirational song, you know what I'm saying? So I just kind of feel like, you know what I'm saying, we work hard, we champion. And if you're working hard, that's what you're going to be, a champion.
Yep. And let me say this real quick about the beat itself. That was one of the beats that I had a set of songs that I was getting ready to start sending to Jay-Z for his new record, and that was one of them that went. I ended up sending about 7 songs. But after a minute, I really said to myself I wanted to pull from doing it and wanted to spread these songs out because me and Squeak Club, we got new products coming out, and we got some people around. So I wanted to use those tracks for that. But that Champion track was one of the ones I was sending over to him.
Wow. Well, hey, man, I think you've been looking at history right there because that was pretty good, man. Hey, I've heard the song already. That's a club banger, man. You guys got something on your hands right there. Can you guys give me a world premiere for that song right there, please?
Oh, yeah. What's up, y'all? This is Binky Mac, and we got Squeak Rule on the phone right now, and you about to listen to the hot song, Champion, which is on the greatest banging hits that's on iTunes and Amazon, coming on 3/26, March 26th, coming out. DJ Blood, Reba!
I'm so old school, guard your grill. I'm Ice Cube, I'm kill at will. I'm on my dinner, I want my meal. It's just me against the world, this is how I feel. The money, the power is how I think. I'm Kobe Bryant, I'm Killer Instinct. I'm on my vegetables, I love that green. Incredible, don't wanna face my team. I'm CP3, Muhammad Ali. I'm heating them up, I'm the Miami 3. Just want the title, set me free. I'm the truth like your Bible, man, that's on me. I'm a
underestimate the mind of a champion.
champion.
Champ, 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 I'm a champion.
chance to make the mind of a champion. Never underestimate the mind of a champion.
I'm a champion. I'm a champion.
Never underestimate the mind of a champion.
Wow, that was nice. That was classy, guys. Hey, I like that. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to the phone lines and see if anybody has a question for you. My phone lines are lit up, man. They're going crazy. Let me open up one of these mics. 954, your mic is open. You got a question? You want to make a comment to the website? I'm going to give you three chances. You can go now, or we can put you back on mute, all right? 954, you don't have anything to say, so I'm putting you back on mute. Okay, the next one is 840. 840, your mic is open. You got a question you want to ask? 840-369. Okay, you go back on mute, okay.
Hey, sir, yes. Stop making a goddamn fool of your damn self with all these goddamn phone calls and people not answering.
What's up, Willie the Redneck? Hey, guys, let me introduce you, Willie, because they don't know who you are. You haven't been here all night. You just came here. You just drug your ass in, so now you're here. Hey, guys, check it out. I want my man from Westside Connection. I want Binky Mac. And Swae, check it out, guys. This is my guy. This is my co-host that didn't come in on time. He's here now. This is my co-host, Willie the Redneck. Squinky Roo, man. Hey, dude, I know I couldn't get your name right, man. I'm sorry about that, man. But we got it now, brother. So I'm letting you. Did you have anything else you want to say, brother, before we go?
Oh, man, I just appreciate the love, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate having us on, man. You know, everybody that called in, appreciate the love. Much success to everybody out there that's on the grind, man. You know what I'm saying? And don't stop. Don't stop until it's done.
Yes, sir. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to your man over there, Jacob Popperwell, because that dude works really, really hard. That's one of the hardest working promoters I've ever seen in my life.
Jacob Popperwell, honestly, he'll be on the phone from the morning until the night trying to make things happen, man. And I appreciate him a whole lot.
I already know that, man. He said somebody had a question for you, but I opened up both mics and nobody said anything. But, Jacob, if you're out there listening, I know he's listening in. So, Jacob, from now on, when you have an artist come on, just get on Facebook, man. That's the easiest way to get at me, man. Get on Facebook and ask that question, all right?
He's got inspiration to me. I'm telling you, I got this damn group called Trailer Park Connection. Maybe we can hook up and do something.
Trailer Park Connection, Willie. What are you talking about, Willie?
we be shooting that squirrel. Damn, Caesar, damn, you're helping me up, Caesar, seriously.
Hey, Willie, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry, man. Hey, guys, check this out, man. This is Willie. This is Willie right here. He called me up one morning, and this is what he had to say to me, man. This is early in the morning, like six in the morning. He called me up and left a message on my machine. Check it out.
That was almost 7 o'clock, damn it. You said the goddamn best sleep. I do more before 4 a.m. than most of you niggas do your whole goddamn life. And that's for real. I'm going to moonshine, drinking beer, mixing with cold for some goddamn Kool-Aid, goddamn orange juice. This shit is goddamn good. Put a little goddamn cinnamon in it, and it should have opened goddamn chain. I tell you what, nigga, you turn us up to the goddamn bed. Don't try to call me, because I'll be out rabbit hunting early this morning. And later on, we'll get me one of them black pictures. And we'll get down and do some damn nasty, dirty, rotten money. So you have a good night. Damn. Those goddamn guys really messing with me, goddammit. I ate a damn bologna sandwich this morning. In the goddamn hole, Nick. You're on this goddamn day, Caesar. This is Blue Willie, you nigger.
This message. To delete this message, press 7.
Hey, guys, check it out, man. 6 o'clock in the morning, call me up with some crap like that, Willie. Dude, that's ridiculous, man. I don't even know what you were talking about. What the hell were you talking about, Willie, when you called me up?
Hey, I'm telling you, Caesar, what you need to do is get your lazy ass up early in the morning.
You need to be up early.
Hey, Caesar.
Willie,
no goddamn watermelon season, Caesar.
Willie, the red day. Hey, DJ, he be up early, huh?
Hey, anybody needs shits out there, Willie the red day can get the shit done for you. Willie's the shit done for you by Willie.
I'm going to tell you guys, man, I just couldn't wait to get on the goddamn show with you today, but my little sister, man, she's the fucking reason I'm late and everything because she got this new boyfriend and everything. I don't like him.
Uh-oh.
So I had to go over her house and straighten him out. That's, you know, that's my little sister. That's the only little sister I got. So, you know, I got to look after her.
Wow.
Hey, Willie. Now, you're telling them a different story than you told the rest of America. You're about to marry one of your sisters. Now, I know she wasn't that young. I know it wasn't a little sister you're about to marry.
That's my little sister. She's 35 years old. What the hell are you talking about, Caesar?
Okay, so that was her. Okay, I got you. Okay. Hey, Willie, let's let them go on, bro. There's more people on the phone line that got to get interviews. I got Cat Dutton, and I got my man on the phone. I'm better, and I got to talk to them guys, all right? So let's let them go, all right? Can we let them go?
Hey, since you got to scare me with that, my man, stuff. I mean, where the hell you get that kind of language from? Okay. Clear one, you're on a day stuff, Caesar. I'm serious,
yeah,
Caesar. Don't you come
for calling in? Hey, what's that connection? I think you guys are calling in tonight, man.
Hey, man, much love, man. Off 9 building, you know what I'm saying? Much love. We appreciate you having us on here, man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
hey,
listen, sir.
Hey, you guys got to come back. Y'all got to come back.
Hey, Willie, check out the show when I send it to you, all right? If you missed it, that's your
We out. Hey, we out. Much love.
Hey,
man.
Thank you, brother.
All right, DJ Black Show.
Yes, sir. Hey, where am I, man, Cat Daddy at? Cat Daddy, you still out there?
Yeah, what it do?
Hey, man, you got a show at 30?
Yeah, I got a show tonight. I thought you remember that.
Oh, wow, man. We should have told you that, brother. You would have been the first one to go.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what,
man? You did tell me that. Hey, brother, I had like 6 strokes. Not a lot that I can't remember, but I remember stuff when I want to, but every year that wasn't serious for me. I'm sorry. Hey, man.
Hey,
Cat Daddy. Let's get
into it. I'm Cat Daddy. You're a one liar from Steve. You'd have heard them all, seriously.
I feel. Hey, why you gonna let him call you out there like that?
I think he heard your interview with me, man, that you gave me the other day.
What's going on with y'all?
I was right there. Hey, God, Dad, I was right there. I was in your damn corner. I mean, this bastard, you should never gave him a damn interview. Hell, he ain't famous.
Okay, man. Dude, I'm not famous. That's cool. I'm not famous, man. I'm just me. DJ Black Seed. Hey, Cat Daddy, can you tell us a little bit about what you got going on, brother?
I'm Cat Daddy. I'm the creator of Underground Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm also the creator of UndergroundNextLevel.com. Basically, everything I'm doing is trying to help the underground artists on getting their music up out there, getting them up out there. But you got to have a push to what you're doing. I also got a mixtape series that's about to drop. The first one is about to drop Monday. It's called Street Coalition Volume 1. I'll be dropping them mixtapes probably every 3 to 6 months. So if you want to get on that, you can contact me on all the social networks or you can call me on phone 336-926-6386. Pretty much trying to help the underground artists, trying to help them get to their dream, but you got to have a grind. If you ain't got no grind, I can't do nothing for you.
You know, brother, you're absolutely right. I think we talked about this other night when we were talking on the phone lines on your show. I think that's one of the things we went over, and we made sure we went over that. I think we went over that a couple times.
Yeah, we went over that a couple times. Yeah, that's the most important thing. I think a whole lot of these artists think it's going to come overnight. But as sitting here listening to your show, I can see why a lot of artists think it's going to come overnight, because right now in the game, anybody can be a one-hit wonder. So I can see why so many people think it can come overnight, but you need to have a grind, and we really need to put the wheel back in the game. Everybody talking about the game is all saturated, and it ain't the game ain't how it used to be. Until somebody changes that, until we step up as a group, and in the underground, or if it's the underground, if it's the mainstream, until we step up as a group and we change that, it ain't gonna never get back with. Like you were saying the other day, how we lost a security guard can come up and be one of the biggest rappers, one of the hardest rappers, and he ain't never.
Hey, if y'all don't know what you're talking about, y'all just know what you're talking about.
Hey, I mean, until we put the wheel back, it's gonna be like that.
Yeah, it most definitely is. Most definitely is, brother. You're absolutely right. Hey, Cat Daddy, how long have you been in the game, brother?
What'd you say?
How long you been in the game?
I've been this music thing I've been playing with, the music game I've been playing with for about 10 years.
the side I was playing with artists. I had a couple artists I had on my own, but the main thing was they didn't have a grind by this. I didn't see a grind with them, so that didn't work out too good. I played with a couple artists like on a label I had, but that didn't work out too good. But what I was seeing in my city, a whole lot of these cats is getting extorted, and it was it's just one group in my city. If you ain't a part of that group, you can't get your music out. And I was seeing this, and that's what pushed me to create my website and my show. I was like, I can help these cats. I can show them something better, and I can instead of trying to push just one artist out there, I can push more artists out there, and I can see artists getting out there through me, and hopefully I stop somebody from going through what I went through.
Right. And you know what? I feel you about that, man. You know what? You are doing a wonderful job, Candy. I just want you to know that. So somebody is watching you out there, because you're doing a wonderful job by helping these independent and major artists out, by giving them a guideline and a tell you how to get on a switchboard and put their information out there, just like I'm doing right here now on this show with you, man. So, and we like that, man. I mean, I'm talking to Danger Boy right now. I just told him that you're online right now. He said, yeah, he's listening. He's about to call in.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys respect the game, man, and you do a lot. So, I mean, dude, I just salute you, man. You're a salutable guy. I salute you. I salute Danger Boy. You guys are really out there, man. Hey, and look, you know what? I think we should do a mixtape also, brother. If you want, you can do one with me. If you want, I can do one with you. We can do one apiece, man. I mean, I think that would be hot right there.
Oh, yeah, we can get that in. Yeah, I think that would be real hot. Get six to Carolina. That's what we'll talk.
That's cool right there, brother. That's cool right there, man. I'm all for doing good things and big things, so that would be real good. That's kind of a long time. So yeah, we need to do that. So we'll talk about that when we get off the phone line, when we talk on Monday or something. We'll talk about that. Now,
okay.
As far as for your artist, Gilbert, right here.
What'd you say?
As far as your artist, what artists are you dealing with right now?
It's a whole lot of artists I'm dealing with. As far as personal artists, I don't have no really personal artists I'm dealing with. Really, all the artists I'm dealing with is coming through the through Underground Talk. So it's a list of artists. If I start naming,
can you tell them about Underground Talk? Because I don't think you mentioned that. Can you tell them about your blog talk show, Underground Talk?
Yeah, Blog Talk. You on Blog Talk Radio, Underground Talk. That's it's pretty much like this show. It's for upcoming artists. They can submit music at my email, larry.marshall50@yahoo.com. And pretty much I break in all underground music. As long as you got a grind about yourself, and as long as the music is listenable. If I can listen to it, it should get played. If I can't listen to it, no hard feeling. I ain't trying to kill your dreams, but if I can't listen to it, I ain't gonna make nobody else go through.
Oh yeah, I hear you, brother. I hear you. Cause I get a lot of crap too, brother. I get a lot of crap. Hey, everybody that's trying to get in the phone lines right now, I'm having a problem. Blog Talk's having another problem, man. So I'm gonna get you guys in right quick. Hey, Danger, I see you out there, man. I see you trying to get in. So as soon as I get on Blog Talk, I got you, man, all right? Anybody else, same thing. Okay. Cat Daddy, let me ask you another question. Hey, let me see if Miss B is out there. Miss B, are you out there?
Yo, yo.
Yeah, I'm here. I had to unmute my phone. I'm sorry. How are you doing, Cat Daddy? Nice to meet you. I'm Miss B. I don't have a question for you. What my question is how would you compare your current vision to your vision at the beginning of your career?
Yo, 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 yo. Hey,
I have all my bars.
Okay, yeah, you were
telling me. Do I sound better now?
Yeah. Can you ask the question again, or did you understand it, man?
The question was, I wanted to know, how would your current vision compare to your vision at the beginning of your career?
Okay, how to, I think I heard the question. Like, you said how the music had changed since I got in the game.
Right, like, your current vision, like, as far as, you know, like, what your, like, when you first started in the game, you had a vision, you know what I'm saying, of what you was trying to do and how you was going to do it. And I wanted to know how your vision has changed from when you first came into the game to right now at this current moment.
Okay, I heard it. She said how my vision has changed since I came. I think pretty much it's still the same. The only difference is I'm not dealing with artists because that became I ain't dealing with just one artist. That had became a headache to me because I had more grind than the artists I was dealing with. So. I think the only thing that's the change is I'm messing with more artists. I'm trying to get more artists on. I guess you can say I'm a DJ in the game, but I don't consider myself no DJ. But it's just
right.
I'm trying to get more artists on, get more artists spotlights. And like I always say on my radio station, if I don't blow one artist up on my radio or my internet on my website, I ain't doing my job.
Right. That's
what's
your best advice for an aspiring artist?
You said my advice for an aspiring artist.
Yeah.
You got the grind. You got the grind. You got the network. You can't look at yourself like you that man. Cause if you that man in your city, it's a thousand more cities than somebody else in there. So you got to grind. You got a network. I think that's the biggest advice I can give somebody. They got a grind, they got a network. Don't think they the biggest man in their city. Think they the biggest God Almighty because they the biggest in their city. It's somebody else in another city bigger than you. So you got a grind, you got a network, and you just gotta get your music up out there.
I have a question for you, Cat, to me.
Oh, go
ahead, Mom. I'm
How you doing, Cat Daddy? My bad, Bing. my question, though, I noticed, especially now, I'm a manager, by the way, and I go extra hard, not only for my artists, but for any artist that I come across that I believe in, and I support their vision. But I'm noticing a lot of people, especially rappers in particular, but a lot of artists now that are trying to penetrate the game in any way, don't have management or don't have representation. I mean, even down to like PR or somebody to just pump their stuff. Do you see that as a problem, or is that why we're getting so much one-hit wonders? Do you think because people actually don't know how to manage a long-term career, or how do you feel that that's affecting the game right now?
I think everybody want to be that next one hit. That's why you see artists don't wanna get no managers. They wanna be that next hit. For example, we got an artist in the Trey Four. He a hot artist. His name Wicked Wex. He one of the hottest artists in the city. But when Future came out, he dropped everything and went to Atlanta to try to be like Future, try to do everything like Future. So until the wheel get back in the game and until people stop accepting this one hit woman thing, that's how you gonna stop that. I believe you do need a manager. You do need a manager because you can't do everything yourself. The social networks is too big, so you need somebody to manage you, tell you what to do, But until we stop this one hit one thing, it ain't gonna stop because cats gonna say I ain't gotta pay no manager. I just play my music down here to T.I. If you like it, I'm gonna be the next one hit wonder.
Right, and I just wanted to bring attention to something that you said that actually just stood out to me, and that I found very important. A lot of people don't understand that, like you said on your show, if you're on there for any length of time and you don't promote your artist, you're basically not doing your job, and I think that's very important. I think that needed to, you know, be drawn attention to, because a lot of people don't take advantage of situations like that and don't capitalize on that. So I just wanted to thank you for bringing that to, you know, attention on the Black Visa and Friends. So DJ Black Visa and Friends show. And I just thank you for answering that question for me. It's very important.
Yeah, you have the no problem.
Thank you. Hey, Dangero, I see Dangero out there. Dangero, you got a question?
Yeah, what's up, man? I just wanted to come in and give my big homeboy, DJ Cat Daddy, a big, big, big dog salute, man. I like what you do. I like the movement that you got going on. You for the people, you for the artists. You definitely know how to pick out hit. Definitely, man, I had to come through, man, and definitely show you love on that part, man. And definitely let people know, man, to tune in to you, man, because you got a lot of powerful movement going on, man. You got a nice vision, man. But I definitely wanted to stop to and do that, man, definitely. And big dog salute to DJ Black Season, man, for tuning you in, man, because it's a lot going on, man. I definitely had to come through and do that for you, man. Holler at you, man. Let the people know.
Thanks a lot, yeah. Brother. Hey, Ken, can you do a song called Go Get It? Can you tell me about that song before we play it?
Yeah, this song right here, this song, this on my mixtape right here. This my man out of Richmond, VA, Memph 10, block hall NC. He got a powerful movement going on in Richmond, VA. When I first talked to him, we just connected. We connected from the start. I sent him a message, told him what I got going on, and within 24 hours, he hit me back, and I had about 8 emails on Memph 10 block hall. And we've been working here since, so this is going to be on my mixtape right here, Go and Get It. And the song going to tell itself once you play it. Go ahead and get to it.
Well, look, check it out, man. If you don't mind, give me a world premiere on it. I'm going to play it so you give me a world premiere.
Okay, this my man's out of Richmond, VA, Block Hall, NC, Memph 10, what it do, Go and Get It. Coming live on the DJ. Black Caesar show in Friends right now.
Yes, sir.
Block Hog ENT, Memph 10, you already know what it is.
Go and get it, go and get it.
Salute to all the independent artists out there.
Go and get it, go and get it.
I told myself I gotta, go and get it.
Gotta go get it. So I told myself
to go and get it, go and get it.
Cause sitting around in my city, waiting on the deal, I know that ain't gonna happen.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
You do everything I do to show the world how I grind and stay two turns up.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I built up my network team, started traveling to different states and turned up my campaign.
I gotta go and get it, go and get it.
I hold it down for my kinfolk and put on for the ones that came for them. I'm gonna go get it, man.
Started off the underdog, people say that I fell off. Now it's hard for them to catch me cause I'm always on the road. Going loud and linking up with folk like me that's too turned up. Networking and promoting from state to state, I be on it. Chasing paper, dodging haters, trying to get my foot in the door.
Get it, man.
I do this for the hustlers.
messy over the motion feeling. Don't excuse me if you feel it, I am acting different. Cause I'm focused now, and some of you ain't really serious. Remember third place, no one, no one, no way. And I bet your hand in mind of money. If I get a deal, a lot of people they gon' hate on it.
Go and get it.
Cause sitting around in my city, waiting on the deal, I know that ain't gon' happen.
I gotta go and get it.
You do everything I do to show the world how I grind and stay two turns up.
I gotta go and get it.
I built up my network team, started traveling to different states and turned up my campaign.
Go and get it.
I hold it down for my kinfolk and put on for the ones that can't for them. I'm gonna go get it, man.
Daddy, that was nice, man. That's Block Hog right there, guys. Hey, you know, I know my man also. We got to get him on the show. Block Hog is doing big things out there. Dangerous is doing big things. Cat Daddy doing big things, guys. Hey, check these guys out if you don't mind. Hey, Cat Daddy, give me your information one more time. Your social.
Yeah, you can hit me up on Facebook, Cat Daddy Marshall. Twitter, Cat Daddy Marsh. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here. I don't know who that is. But
my email is larry.marshall50@yahoo.com. If you send me music, please send it in MP3 format and with no viruses attached to it. The way I do it is I like it from your email MP3 format. In a file. Don't zip the file. Just have it in a file so I can get to it. Send me music. I'll review it for my show if you want to get played on my show. I'll get back to you, too. I will get back to you. But I do play all my music, so it takes time. It takes a few minutes to get back to you. You can also call me anytime, 336-926-6386. And we can chop it up. Let's get your music up out here.
Hey, Cat Daddy, thanks a lot, man. You've been a great inspiration to me, to the rest of everybody else on the phone lines, and we thank you for helping out the artists, man. You're like a big brother to me now, brother. So I will get with you on Monday so we can talk about that mixtape that we're about to put out.
Okay,
hey,
for sure.
Let me go reclaim your son of a bitch.
What did you say, Willie? Where is that?
number, if you don't mind, because I click you in, man, for some reason. And when you, if you're checking it out, if you're looking at the show, man, the telephone number's right there. If you go on Facebook, I'll send it to you right now. Okay, let me go to his Facebook page and try to pull it up right quick and send him this info.
Oh, you
say
you need to get your shit together.
Hey man, I'm not doing anything, man. Just doing my job.
Hey Miss Bing, how you doing out there, darling?
I'm all right. How you doing, Willie?
I'm all right. I'm just over here just sipping over some damn Bud Light.
Hey Bud, hey, Bud Light. That's
what's
up. Yes,
sir. Hey,
hey, glass
did you call her Ice Cream? Did you call her Ice Cream, man?
Glass tea.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of breaking up. I can't really hear.
Who's Glass Tea? That's not me.
That name is T Glass, Willie. I am T Glass.
Oh, this. Oh, her name is T Glass.
Hey, I got my man on the phone now. I just got him locked in. What's up, brother? We couldn't get you, man.
Jeez, it's my fault, man. I guess the phone cut off or something, man.
No, it's not your fault, man. They have a trouble with Blog Talk right now, brother. I already knew it's not your fault, man, because I've been going through it all night long. Just God has been blessing us to go through the three interviews we already had with no problems. But hey, man, we got you on the phone lines now, so tell everybody who you are, brother, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm Abraham Kalevra from Erie, Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? 814 in the house for sure. I Grind Entertainment in the building. What's up, world? How y'all doing? Steve and Friends Radio Show. What's popping?
Wow. We're glad to have you on the show tonight, man. I mean, we've been doing this for a minute, man. We've been trying to get you on the phone lines. I think you got some people out there. I'm looking at some same numbers as yours. They're just coming on the phone because I don't know, man. The phone's hung up. I hung up like 20 people just like that, man. And I see, like, they're coming back in now slowly, surely. Hey, you want to tell us a little bit about what you got going on, your movement?
Yeah, a lot of people don't really know I'm an independent artist, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a real grind. I got a real hard grind. I kind of double as my own radio promoter. I do my own bookings. I really do everything that entails of me just, you know what I'm saying, being publicized as an independent artist. You know what I'm saying? I got the number 3 video right now independently. You know what I'm saying? It's called Devil. Y'all can check that out. That's on YouTube/iGrind814. That's the number 3 independent video video in the country right now. I got a couple more videos that's out right now. The video that I'm telling y'all about, we on iTunes. We did probably like 5,000 to 6,000 and counting right now in the last year or so as far as downloads. You know, I'm looking to do a small tour probably this summer. I'm dropping an album this September. It's called Separated. You know what I'm saying? The buzz is looking real good. I got some good features on there. I got Dungeon Master from Wu-Tang Clan up there. I got G.O.D. from Pitch Black. He's going to be on the album. You know what I'm saying? I got some independent stars from my city as well. I got Hectic, Numero Uno. Big shout out to my homie, Honey Bee, the one song that you just heard. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I got a nice little movement, really. I'm just, like, really doing it all from the muscle, man, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You were done talking, brother.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now, man. My phone. Oh, wow. I don't know what's going on. Hey, guys. Ladies, if you're still listening, you ladies pick up for me, all right? Because I was on the other line taking care of some business with another artist. Now, what I want to ask you, you know what? I don't want to ask you any more questions. I'm going to let the girls ask some questions now. And let them chop it up with you if you don't mind, because I know that they're full of questions, and they've only been getting one question apiece. I'm going to let them get 2 questions now and knock it out with you. All right, brother?
Yeah, that's cool with me. How y'all ladies doing?
We're good. How are you? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Blessed to be here.
That's what's up. You want to go ahead and go first, T?
Nah, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay, well, I kind of like to ask everybody the same thing as far as what is your best advice for an aspiring artist in the game to establish and maintain their relevance?
Speaking as an aspiring artist, I say just to keep the grind up, you know, just leave all avenues open. You know, I mean, I'm still trying to break through and to the next level of my career right now, from an independent to the mainstream. So I'm kind of going through like the trials and the tribulations. So kind of like I'm on a, like a live and learn basis, and that's pretty much going to be the same for any artist, you know, right? Really just got to stick to your guns, know where you want to go, and really target your audience, you know, because you can't really pump like a whole bunch of apples to somebody who's really like oranges. You can't really do that. So you really got to stick to your target audience. And wherever your audience is, you got to go.
Right. And what's the biggest obstacle that you feel that you've had to overcome being an aspiring artist?
Just really just dealing with, like, different frauds and promotion companies that really don't really amount up to nothing. They just send it for the money. You know, that's, like, really where you learn the path that you're really going to have to take. Like, it's really a lot of work that you got to put on your back. So just, like, really just, like, running into the dead ends and people who really don't really respect the game. They just in it for like something else, just to sell for money. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what's up. Like, what are you looking for as you're looking for people? It seems like, you know, like we all as aspiring artists feel like we're looking for somebody, you know, to help us do this and that all the time. Like, with the people that you're looking to contact to help you to establish your career, like, what are you looking for in the people that you're looking for?
I mean, just really just a chance, you know what I mean? Just like C's gave me a chance to get the radio interview and then get a couple spins, a couple new spins, hopefully. Really just that's all I can really ask is a chance, because I'm bringing, like, really everything to the table. Videos, music, management, booking, this, that, the third, the fifth, and the sixth. Like, really, I just, like, really just would, like, look for a chance. You know, I just think, like, really, like, a lot of independent artists really just got to have that grind. Because it's really going to be a do-it-yourself thing. The labels ain't trying to put no money up for you. So, like, you really got to stop label hunting and just, like, really make your own revenue, generate your own revenue off your own craft. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No doubt.
You're a humble cat, man. I like that. I respect that in artists, man. I respect you being a humble dude, man. So, I'm sorry, Miss Bing. I just wanted to say that dude was humble, man.
Okay. I had asked my couple questions.
I know, but he actually had me over here. I was about to go in tears right now. I'm serious, man, because that dude was real humble, man, and I respect that, man. You know what, man? Oh, man, I'm gonna cry, man. I don't know.
I'm
gonna break down. Oh, man, I don't know, man. Dude was real humble, though, man. You don't get a lot of people come on your show and be humble like that, man. So that's really big right there. It takes a big man to do that.
It is. I just want to touch on something that you said. You mentioned that you grind for yourself primarily, and you do all of your PR work. Do you have management, or do you have a team of people at all working with you to promote what you're trying to do?
No, my team comes from just working. You know, I base my center of my attention on my craft, and I just, like, kind of, like, build out and relationships and strong bridges and connections with different people. I don't really consider them my team, but at the same time, it's just, you know, it's really like a work-for-hire type thing.
How is that, like, realistically in terms of the amount of money and the amount of time that you personally invest, not just, you know, defining your craft and working on it, but in terms of generating your buzz and in terms of getting yourself out there, how is that in real life, how is that on you? Like, how tasking is that? Because a lot of people don't realize that it is all day. When you wake up in the morning, I'm pretty sure you're hitting some social media or you're doing something to put yourself out there. So just how is that for you? And then just give, you know, the listeners, I guess, a brief idea of how you, you know, get yourself out there, or what exactly you do to be out there.
It's like I said before, you really got to target your audience. You can't really market your product to an audience that don't want to hear you. You got to really know who really want to hear you. And that comes from a lot of, like, it's really hard to say, but it's that comes from like a little, a lot of one-on-one, a lot of shows, a lot of talking, a lot of giving out free MP3s, a lot of charity work. You know what I'm saying? The money is a big thing too, but at the same time, if you got sense enough to know that people, some people in this world operate off logic, you can get some things at little to no cost. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about how you present yourself, really. If you present yourself as a gentleman, you're going to get the gentleman gratuity from the person who you present yourself to. You know what I'm saying? But if you just, like, come across and all cocky and overconfident, you know, you're probably going to have to pay that top dollar for whatever you want done, you know?
Do you mind me asking you, how old are you?
32. Yeah,
God, you are so well-spoken. I was about to call you a kid, but you're a little bit older than me, but you're still, you know what I'm saying, a young man, but you're very, very well-spoken about yourself. You're very knowledgeable. I can tell that you take the time to even do the small things in terms of, like you said, researching your audience, and you can't sell to somebody who doesn't want to hear you, and I just salute you. You sound like you have it together. Good luck with that. I think you're very well-spoken, and I think it should be pretty easy for you to get where you need to go because you present yourself very, very, very well. Very well. Kudos for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Most definitely. I got to second that. Is this I Am Glass? Is I Am T Glass out there?
That was me talking.
Oh, okay, baby. I'm sorry. Willie the Redhead. Where's that, baby? Where's Willie at?
I'm right here, Caesar.
He got scared when I corrected him about messing up my name.
Dude, I messed up. Oh, you want to.
Hey,
y'all got Willie about the crowd there, too, man. Willie, y'all got Willie. Talking about
hey,
the crowd.
That's
what's
rare.
On?
That's rare.
Hey, Caesar, don't be messing up Glass T's name. What the hell is wrong with you?
Hey, Glass
okay.
T sounds hot, though. That actually sounds kind of hot. I might appreciate that.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. If I don't like you, I don't mess with you. Seriously.
Oh, wait,
I mean,
you
I'm just
like
saying,
me?
I don't cook with
you. Oh, really? I know you're not talking to my homegirl like that.
But
come on
that
now.
Thing? I guess you only have one.
I mean, I said, if I don't like you, I don't joke. I don't play with you. I don't
yeah,
like
you.
Yeah,
what he said. He said if he didn't like you, he would talk to you another kind of way. But if he
oh,
did
I
like you.
It.
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
okay.
Look, I'm like, see,
yeah.
See, so, you know.
I was about to say, Willie, you promised me you was going to be nice. What happened?
I'm going to be nice. And I like this guy that's on the phone right now. He reminds me of myself when I was younger. I was very humble my damn self, Caesar.
Man, get the hell out of here. You wasn't humble. You ain't never been humble. Ain't a humble ball in your mind. Hey, let me ask Barron a question. Barron, can you give out your social information, please? Because we need to do that real quick.
Yeah, check me out on Facebook, Last Try 814, LSTTRY 814. Check me out on Twitter at Henny Heff, HennyHeff. iTunes, just Google me. See me out here. I'm everywhere. You know what I'm saying? YouTube, iGrind 814, DatPiff, you know, everywhere. Social media everywhere.
Hey, Barron, can you spell your name for them? Because they might have a problem with that name right there.
It's actually it's Abram, but it's A B E R I A N, Abram. Last name is Kalevra, K E L E V R A.
I told you they might have a problem with that name. Even I had a problem with that name. Now that name, that name,
you got a problem with everybody's goddamn name, Caesar.
Hey, Willie, shut up. Hey,
hey
now,
I
put
up my page though, right? Because I kind of got it. You said Abram.
Yeah, Abram, Abram Kalevra.
Abram, okay. Abram, I got a question.
I got the first name, but can you spell your last name one more time? I'm sorry, Steve. I was trying to catch the last name.
No, you're good. You're good.
It's Kelevra.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. I got a question. Let me go to this question real quick. I'm opening up a mic. I got a bunch of ones on the name. You got a question? You want to make a comment?
You just got a bunch of ones on the name.
Got a bunch of ones. Person asked the question. You got a question mark. You just hear your mic open. You should have heard unmuted. Okay. Now you're gonna hear it muted. Okay.
Hey, Caesar, you're such an asshole. Seriously, you slap me like that, Caesar.
Hey, we got somebody on the phone. Hold on for a minute, guys. Hold on, I'm for the Avery. You got a song called Rat featuring Honeybee. Who is that? And what's that song about?
That's my homegirl. That's an artist that I've been working with in my city. It's really a feel good song. It's a nice club song. It's a beautiful radio song. It's just
okay.
It's really about letting it all out. And how we do in my city, we got this thing kind of step. It's kind of like a two step. We call it fast dancing. It's kind of like the step they do in Chicago,
okay.
But we got our own twist to it. So it's kind of like
about to say that. R. Kelly's
okay. Yeah, it's kind of like I bought the party persona of my city on how we do it when we just come out. You know what I'm saying? We really get grown up with it with the 3-piece suits, ladies with the dresses, and you know how we do it. We step on out and make it look real good. So we in the process right now of shooting the video. So the video going to drop this summer right before the album. So, yeah,
okay.
I just going to come back and let you know when that joint drops. So that's really what the song is about. It's just like really
ooh.
Having a grown-up time, you know what I'm saying, throwing your best.
Okay.
Yeah, and just make
now,
it happen.
You heard David Tyler from Men at Work. You heard my man Binky from West Connection that gave us the drops. So I'm going to ask you the same thing. Give me a world premiere.
Yeah, this is A. Brent Kalever here, 814 in the building, Pennsylvania. I grind ENT. Welcome with Caesar and friends. Check this out. This is the world premiere ride. Let's go.
Let's go. Going to sexy right here. You know what I mean? Something new for the new year. I don't know what y'all popping over there, but go ahead and pop open a big bottle of success. You know what I mean? That's right. I grind. Let's go. Yeah, this is my city, my section, my party. And I'm looking at them hips and the thighs, my lordy. You got to be the flies, little mama, in the venue. They called me Clever, you know I'm trying to get into. Put you on my menu, take you where I be at. Wine you, dine you, later on prehaps. We get up in the bedroom, you and me between the sheets. Real love making, let the neighbors hear the bed squeaking. Far from the other guy, baby, I'm your other man. Catch you when you throw it, you ain't got a picture underhand. Mr. Boom Boston, Mr. Lover Man. The language that your body trying to speak, what I understand. I'ma pop the champagne, going through the damn thing. Trying to run the total satisfaction love campaign. Tonight belongs to you, niggas missing the apostrophe. About the paper chasing, it'd be best if you follow me.
I really wanna
yeah.
come and see how you ride. Pop champagne and sip what you like. If only for tonight, you will be fine. Baby, we can ride. We gon' dance the night away.
7-9, going sticky. My fly girl with me. Shop them all, cop store, buys her plenty. She likes to get trendy, she wanna get it now. In the bathroom freaking, in the Pittsburgh Wendy's. She on her way to VA, smash it through PA. Purple through the sunroof, anything you want, boo. Hit the club, VI, all up in the venue. Throwing dollar bills around, hoping all the haters through mine. Don't know where to start at, maybe it's her eyes. How she licks, them lips, them hips, them thighs. Baby, let's ride, to the rosé dead end. In the bed, no hesitation, go with
really
dead end.
I wanna come and
yeah.
see how you ride. Pop champagne and sip what you like. If only for tonight, you will be fine. Baby, we can ride. We gon' dance the night away. I really wanna come and see how you ride. Pop champagne and sip what you like. If only for tonight, you will be fine. We gon' dance the night away.
smell the heat on that one, man. That's a classy joint right there. I'm digging it, man. Hey, that I think that was the best joint that I heard all night, even from the majors, man. That was the best thing I heard all night.
Thanks, homie. For real, thanks. Man. That, I take that in stride.
Yeah,
salute.
That was real hot. You know what, guys? I know you're probably thinking, like, what's up with DJ Black Seas? Because we haven't graded a song. And, like, because the reason why we don't grade songs anymore, because we have a lot of people on the show, and that would take up a lot of time. Because, dude, we actually give grades on a scale of 1 through 10 to every song. But the reason why we don't do that anymore is because I have, like, four people that come on the show, four artists, and we do it now. With the majors and independents. So, and the reason why we do it like that, because I like for my independents to have an avenue to promote themselves off of with somebody famous. So I think it's going to be easier for you to promote the show with somebody like LL Cool J or 50 Cent on the show. I think it'll be easier for you to promote yourself. And I think it's a good look also, because you guys can get these shows. They're all recorded. It's all recorded. Everything's on CD. It's all on tape. It's all burnt to an MP3. So basically what you can do is you can take them and you can promote your sales to a record company, send it to them in an email, send it to somebody as far as a magazine. You can send it to them. They can go for it and take out the stuff that you're talking about. Or you can just send it to your friends and your fans. Friends and fans like it. Hey, guys, I got a special treat right now, if you don't mind, Averyn. I got a special treat on the phone lines. I got D3. What's up, D3? D3, are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's my boy 3D? Oh, damn it.
What's up?
D3 there.
Hello?
What's up, D3? What's going on? Man, I'm calling your name. You ain't here. Where you at, man? What you doing? You sleep? What you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, man, I'm doing wonderful, man. Wonderful. I heard you got a lot of big things going over there right now. What you got going on?
I got my video shoot, and I just got done with my new single called We Gon' Get 'Em.
Okay, now, tell me about the video shoot first. When is the video shoot?
The video shoot, April 6th, on Saturday, this Saturday, April 6th.
Okay.
Downtown Memphis.
Oh, in Memphis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, can you give the address to the people that might want to come to your video shoot?
You can contact my manager at 901-257-9773.
Man, you could have the whole world calling you up, man.
Hey, that's what you do, though. Yeah, that's right, young man. You direct them to the proper person. You do that.
Hey, Miss Bing, let me tell you something about this guy. Let me tell you something about this little dude on the phone right now. This is a phenomenal little dude right here. This is D3. He's like a miracle worker. He's a Christian rapper. He has his own sitcom he's about to come out with. And a lot more, guys. So you guys check out my man, dude. He's a hot artist, and I just want to help him out and get his stuff out there. And D3, I don't know what I got going on, but I might be at your video shoot myself. I don't know what I got, but I'm going to try to make it, all right?
All right. That was up.
Okay. D3, you said you had something else going on, didn't you?
Yes, I just got done with my new single called We Gon' Get 'Em, which is also is on CD, baby.
Okay.
Oh, it's 99 cents. You can buy a bezel with 99 cents.
I got you, man. Hey, you said it's on CD, baby. What name did it go to? What's the URL?
We Gon' Get 'Em.
No.
In my name, D3, or We Gon' Get 'Em.
Okay, that's cool. That's what I'm talking about, the URL. Okay. So you guys heard of D3 has a new single coming out. What's the name of the single again, D3?
We Gon' Get 'Em.
Can you sing me that song, man?
What'd you say?
Can you sing me that song?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. We're going to have that new hot single from my man D3 next week. You're going to send it to me by next week, right? Next Wednesday, right?
You already got it, don't you?
You know what? I probably do, man. I think I do. You guys sent me that song, didn't you? You know what? I got to check my files, D3. You know what? Hold on. Let me check it right here. Let me see if I got it in here.
All
right. Let me see right quick.
All I got is
that super in here, man. I don't have the new song on my playlist yet, but I will get it loaded up this week. Hey, but if you don't mind, can you send it to me again? Because, you'll be helping me out, man. I got like about a million emails, man. I got to go through it. So if you can send it, if you still got it in your mail, you can send it back to me. All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I like that kid right there. Hey, 3D, we like you, 3D. You're a very nice kid.
Thank you.
Hey, D3, let me tell you something about Willie, man. I've never heard Willie give anybody a good compliment in my life. So you are a good kid. You heard what he said. And for him to say that, I appreciate you, Willie, for telling him that, because he is a good kid. And he's a good Christian kid. So you guys check him out, D3. He's on Facebook. Hey, D3, what can they find you on Facebook?
You can follow me on Facebook at HipHopD3. You can check me out on Twitter, HipHopD3. You can also check out my website, HipHopD3.com.
Y'all hear that, don't you? My man is on top of it. Hey, D3, you need to go to my page and join up. I don't think we're friends. I think I'm friends with your mom, with your manager, but I don't think we're friends on HipHopD3.
All right.
Thanks a lot, brother, because they got me on punishment. They always got me on punishment on Facebook for some reason. I'm getting so tired of Facebook, I think I'm going to shut them down. Hey, D3, thanks a lot for stopping by, brother.
My manager just hit the phone to you, too, but thank you for having me also.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome, man. Let me speak to your manager right quick, brother.
Here you go.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, how you doing, brother? You got a great kid, man. I'm going to tell you right there, you got a great kid. I seen you guys in your suits online on Facebook. You guys both look good, man.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, yes, sir. You got anything you want to say to the audience, man, out there?
I'm just asking everybody to continue to support him. Thank those who are doing it so far, and we just out here trying to grind for God and keep things moving and save some souls and doing it in the kids waiting for the grown folks also.
You know what? I appreciate you, man. I appreciate that, and I appreciate those compliments you gave to God. Everybody needs to do that, like my man said. If you guys put that faith to God first, then you might be like my man D3 with a lot of stuff going on. Hey, thanks a lot. Again.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, that's my man, Abrin. Am I saying your name right, Abrin? Abrin. Oh, okay. I got his phone off. I don't think I did that, though.
Abrian Cavella, he said.
It's
Abrian Cavella.
Abrian Cavella, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
With a K.
It's going to take me many, 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 many light years to learn that. You know, y'all do know that, don't you? I'm bad
you
at
know,
names.
No, it won't. Just say it three times. Say it three times. Wait, I'm over here singing that chorus, too. I don't know the words, but I'm over here singing it. It's hot. It's hot.
Wow. Hey, check it out. A-A-A-B, check it out, baby. I see your phone line, but you're still spinning, man, so I'm having a problem. But we got about 8 minutes. Well, we got about 6 minutes on the show. I'm going to let everybody else say whatever you guys got going on, because I really don't know what you got going on. Hey, Ben, can you tell them what time you come on your show and tell them about a little bit of what you got going on?
Talking to me?
Yes, I am. Tell them about
your show. I'm sorry. I'm in the car. Yes, shout out to everybody tonight on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. It's your girl, Ms. Bing, representing Whoville Entertainment and Star Mob Radio. And you can join me. Please join me every Monday night and every Tuesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. blogtalkradio.com/StarMobRadio, StarMobB Radio. We got exciting things popping off every time I got a show for indie artists. We especially cater to the indie artists. I like to play a lot of music, so if you indie artists out here looking for collabs or anything like that, you know, we definitely got a wide variety of artists that we play from all over the place. We got a big, big, big night coming up, especially for Ohio. Shout out to everybody in Cleveland, 216. We got a big night coming up on Monday, on top of the fact that we got premieres from the Ohio Kings organization, artist Swagga 3 Times premiere song coming out on Monday. We also got the homie Vegas going to be on the show. Follow him at He Is Music on Twitter. Young man making a lot of noise here in our city. And we also have Big Hef going to be on the show. So shout out to Big Hef for coming through. He's going to be coming through, bringing a couple of his artists through, and also some new music. He's also going to be taking phone calls on Monday night. So anybody that got any questions for Big Hef,
He represented the Nerd DJs, his Star Media Music Group movement, and also his industry tour. A lot of big opportunities for independent artists, messing with Big Hef. So please check out the show. You can call into my show Monday evening. That's when we have in, Big Hef on there. It's 347-215-6884. Press 1 to go live. Tuesday night, we got the Boss of the Mob. That's an indie artist competition. Last week, we had the Producers Edition. Shout out to the homie Greenleaf. He walked away with the title last night. And this week coming up, we got the MC Edition. So any hot female MCs out there, please come on over to the Star Mob family and join us, be a part of it. It's a dope competition. We got IMT Glass, DJ Black Caesar holding it down on the judges panel. If you got a hot track, please send it to me, mzbing216@gmail.com, and tag it with the word boss so that I know it's for the competition. Also, anybody just trying to get their music in regular rotation with Star Mob Radio, we real receptive, always show a lot of love to our artists. You can shoot that to the same email, mzbing216@gmail, or you can shoot it to Westville Tony. Email, which is lbsyes@gmail.com.
Wow, thank you a lot. We appreciate that information.
I really hope everybody is receptive and decides to send me some stuff because we love everybody. And shout out to DJ Black Caesar and everybody here on the show tonight.
When is the female competition? When is that?
That's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Okay, I got you.
Please
remind me again, because I got an artist that I think I'm going to bring on the show with me, a female artist that I work with.
You're more than welcome.
Cool, cool. What are you doing? Do we send a song to you?
Yeah, just to my regular email, mzbing216, and just put the little hashtag and the word boss, so that I know that it's for the competition for this week, because I do get a lot of people sending submissions on the regular.
We'll keep it going like this. We'll keep it all the way live. Shout out to the Nerve DJs in the building. Let's get it.
Cool, cool, cool.
NerveDJs.com.
Okay, thank you, Nerve. Big Hef, big stuff that they got going on their show over there. They got my man, Big Hef, Nerve DJs, right-hand man, to Johnny O, the CEO over there, the Nerve DJs. We have a meeting every other Tuesday with major, major artists, and then we have a few independent artists. If you got the funding, then you can be on the show. You guys, if you want to do to get on that show, get with me, and I'll let you know what you got to do. And I thank everybody for showing up tonight. We had a great show, and I'm going to thank everybody in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to go to Facebook and thank my man Willie the Redneck, even though he was late. Ms. Bean, thank IMP. Go ahead. Got the name right. So, hey, guys, I'm going to thank you all. So give me a couple minutes, and I'm going to have everything on Facebook. And if you guys don't mind, leave a comment after the post, because that's good looking out. If you think about it, if people see you leaving comments on the stuff that we actually comment on, that's why I put a like on just about everything I see. Something that's worth the while, I'll like on it. If you will mess with us, we'll mess with you, and basically help get the music out there. Ms. Bing, I am glad. Hey, man, if you guys will just work with us, we'll work with you. Willie the Redneck, you're better known as Rakim. I mean, you guys just work with us, and we'll work with you. It's not that much you have to do. All you got to do is reach out and touch us, join our Facebook pages, join our Twitter pages. All you got to do is Google search Ms. Bean, Google search IMT Glad, Google search G Black Caesar, Google search my man Rakim. Hey, guys, all you got to do is Google search that. Oh, we will be coming up with Willie a Facebook page, and we will be having him a Twitter page. We just haven't got on that yet. When I get time, then we will start working on that. And I thank everybody for showing up tonight. What'd you say, Willie?
Hey, don't forget about People Fernandez. You know, Rakim was going
to Yes, check out People Fernandez on Facebook. Check them out on Twitter. People Fernandez. People's with a Z at the end, or is an S at the end of it?
People with a Z. Fernandez with a Z, nigger. I mean, Caesar.
Okay, man. Okay, brother. Okay, man. Well, we got to get out of here because the show is ass and get messed up. So, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you guys. One love, one God. So keep it real. Praise Allah. All right, guys. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, praise the moon, John.
Later.
It's your boy, Steve. And I'm with my man, DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the landlord of the South, the hottest DJ in the South, and Vianna, the queen of hip-hop, CaesarRadio.com. And Caesar in here killing the music in the South, breaking records and interviewing people like me. Rinse due. Pay me.
Hey, I